We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is where we find ourselves. In need of a miracle.
Who is this fan?
Mike and the Mechanics.
I hate this style.
Beatles, Rolling Stones.
Mike
and the Mechanics.
Mike and the Mechanics.
You don't even need a Mount Rushmore. Just make it three.
Now, did they do all their like shows dressed as mechanics, like, you know, greasy things with like name tags on the breast on one side?
No, they did not.
Why not?
Because they had a much better bit.
Which was? Fixing cars while they weren't making music?
No. They all dressed up as cast members from the show Elf.
Elf?
Yeah, remember that?
Or Alf?
Alf. Elf. A-L-F.
Yeah. You said Elf, the movie, like Buddy the Elf.
No, I did not.
You said like Elf. Oh, just get it right now, Donnie. Just as soon as we have it available to us, go back and get it. Alf.
Okay.
You're unreal, dude. You said Elf. Would you like to start over again?
No, I wouldn't.
I throw you off
I'm already in a crappy mood, so just pile it on. Just add more to it. Why not?
I mean...
Because you know what today feels like to me? Do you remember the show? Donnie's too young for this. Do you remember the show with Joe Rogan, Fear Factor?
Yeah.
Before he became the most successful podcaster in the history of that medium and somehow gets all these guests and every one of his episodes generates hundreds of thousands, if not millions of views and probably taped something an hour ago that will make him more money than I make in a single year before he became that Joe Rogan? He was doing Fear Factor.
Yes, he's made a hell of a career out of going,
Fear Factor.
Tell me more. That's interesting.
Yes, I wish I had that job.
You could tell him, like, Joe, the sky is blue. He'd go, why is that?
I liked him better when he was on a show when they were dumping scorpions on people.
Making people, like, eat worms or something like that.
That's what I feel like right now. Because in roughly 5 hours, I have to root for the Flyers.
Okay.
And that's the equivalent of having scorpions poured all over me or, like, having to go into a small... bathroom with like 1,000 bumblebees for 5 minutes.
What's the single biggest pony fear? Like, this, if you had to create one for yourself, that would be the ultimate worst. Like that, what is your personal fear factor? I can't even say, like, put me in a room with like a bunch of non-poisonous snakes that are just nasty, because you saw me allow
Living Treasures.
Living Treasures.
I want to know part of that thing.
And I was just like, throw it on the old shoulders here. What would yours be then? Rooting for the Flyers?
No. It's something like cramped space. It's something about like being stuck in an airplane bathroom and the plane deboards and everybody's off of it and I'm still stuck in there.
Oh, so you're genuinely claustrophobic.
I am. Yeah, I would say I am. But there aren't a lot of situations where that fear manifests, I would say.
Interesting. Well, now I know. Maybe we have next year when he invariably loses picks again. Maybe we've got an even better shame bet cooked up, Donnie. That was a nice little fact-finding mission. Who cares that you have to root for the Flyers?
What are you talking about?
Who cares? So what? The ends justify the means here, pal.
No.
Very simple.
No, they're not. That's not even true. The end justifies the means. You can root. We can root for the Flyers tonight.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time in our lives, they win. And if Montreal can't take care of Detroit will have rooted for Philadelphia and will still be on the outside looking in if the Red Wings get the job done.
Okay, but the ends still justify the means because you can't really do what you got to do without the Flyers.
It just, it's gross. There's no other way for me to put it.
It's gross.
It is. Yes,
you know
gross.
What's actually gross? The fact that the Penguins are even in these dire straits. You know what was gross on October 30th?
Okay, let me...
Blowing a 5-on-3 power play to lose in regulation to the Ducks.
Obviously...
That was gross.
Obviously, college sports have been... We'll get into this later in the show, have been completely mangled, and the whole world of college athletics is upside down right now. We're living through a lot of it with decisions that get made, and I'm not judging young men for making those decisions, but it sucks sometimes as a fan. You're telling me that if you needed Penn State to do dirty work for you, you hate Penn State even though you went there,
mm-hmm.
that wouldn't make you feel gross at all?
Not really.
You're sitting there on your couch, you're going, we are.
I wouldn't say that, but I'd just be like, I hope this team wins. And then the best part is, if they don't win, you just pile on them even worse and say, are you good for absolutely nothing, you pieces of trash?
I think just tonight, for me, sucks. And maybe I'm... I've hated the Flyers my entire life, and I'm guessing a lot of people in our audience feel the same exact way.
So have I. They're the team I've hated probably the most that is a Pittsburgh rival.
Yes, and I share
teams.
That in common with you. So tonight, having to root for them is not fun. And I like, you can give me the whole speech about they should have beaten the Ducks in October and they should have not blown a 4-0 lead against the Avalanche.
True.
And doggone it, if they didn't let the Red Wings come back and force overtime, we wouldn't have to root for the Flyers. I know all of those things and I still hate myself and by extension, I guess, hate them that I have to root for Philadelphia tonight to get 2 points.
So what you're really mad at is the Penguins themselves.
I'm mad at everything. Yeah. They played well last night. That was, for me, an enjoyable watch. They got screwed by the refs and hosed by replay review early in the game. But outside of that, I thought they played one of their most complete games against a good team all year. Like, that was a very satisfying win in a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't enjoy it when you check your phone 5 minutes later and the goal horn sounds. It's Raymond again. It's Lucas Raymond. When this team misses the playoffs, I'm going to have those games that they blew, but I'm also going to have Lucas Raymond, who turned into Wayne Gretzky in April. He's scoring hat tricks against the Penguins in de facto playoff games, and he scores the tying goal and the winning goal
for Detroit last night. The tying goal is much more infuriating.
I can't wait to see what Lucas Raymond has up his sleeve tonight. Will he score 4 or 5? Will he score something record-breaking like 3 goals in 2 seconds? I don't know. But he's just turned into one of those guys. Usually it's these, like, he's not a scrub player.
He's got 31 goals.
Usually it's guys like this who, like, torture
and pester
the Penguins in a playoff series.
Mike Camilleri.
Yes.
He's a Mike Camilleri,
baby. Yeah, exactly.
Baby.
Or who was that D-bag for the Lightning with Moore that kept scoring those, like, he'd do the pass behind the
goal. Dominic Moore play?
Yes. Who was that?
I mean, I think of Dominic Moore making the pass.
Yeah, but there was
the
guy that finished those shots that entire series.
Like, in 2011?
Yes, when they came back, when they blew the 3-1 lead.
Guy?
I'm not in a good place because of this.
When are you in a good
place? Well, I actually have had fun with them the last 2 or 3 weeks. This has come out of nowhere. And a lot of the anger and disappointment and animosity that I had towards them and the way they just frittered away this season, when a team gets hot and backdoors their way into the playoffs, or in this case plays their way in hockey, you get excited because the last team in can go all the way to the Stanley Cup final.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it multiple times.
Yes.
We've seen 8 seeds go there.
You have pointed this
so
out.
So you've got that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow if you get in. But
it's like kissing your sister to get the Flyers to, you know, root for the Flyers to win and all that stuff.
Yes.
Sean Bergenheim, by the way.
Yeah, there it is. Thank you. Did you get texted or tweeted that, or did you have
hockey
to go back?
Hockey referenced it immediately.
Thank you.
I'm very quick on the hockey reference. I'm just amazed that you're this jammed up, I think is my favorite. It's kind of a hockey term, too, about rooting for the Flyers. It's like easy for me. Donnie, is it easy for you tonight? I have no problem.
I don't mind rooting for them.
I put on orange and black when I get home. I might.
You guys suck.
I'll
Harry
put on
Callis
orange
already
and black.
Has orange on.
Right.
Let's go, baby.
He's doing Bethel Park Hawks right now.
Yeah, way
he's
to get dressed up
that,
for the big meeting that we have like 5 feet away from us, Harry.
Hey, buddy, you look like Kurt Cobain over there, okay?
You've
got
not
a
in
Penguin
the meeting.
Shirt.
I'm with you guys.
What a technicality.
Meeting. It's not a technicality.
Why don't you play Smells Like Teen Spirit for us over there? Bam, bam, bam. Who's dressed up in here, Donnie? One person in this building is in this room.
Let's just label this, instead of making this what it should be, which is let's talk about what happened last night and what we have to root for tonight.
Yeah.
Let's just label this first segment on the podcast, Malzy makes fun of Pony for 15 minutes. Anything else you guys want to say to just unload on me here and take shots at me? Am I saying any other words wrong?
I have some audio review.
No, it's. I already know I said it incorrectly.
Say it. Play it.
Just play it. I don't care at this point. They all dressed up as cast members from the show Elf.
Elf?
Yeah, remember that?
Or Alf.
Alf.
Elf. A-L-F. Yeah.
You said Elf, the movie. Like Buddy the Elf.
Okay, we heard enough. Thank you, Donnie.
Thank you. It's as clear as day.
I am going to be, now I'm not even going to care about the content of the show.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be waiting for either one of you guys to make some kind of mistake for the next 3+ hours. And I will pounce believe.
That'll be a first in my entire career if it happens.
What time is Shipley coming on with us today, Malzy?
You, my friend, can kiss my ass. That's what you
This is going to get bad.
That's what you can
this
do.
This is
right
going to get really bad today, guys. If you want to have a show where there's a knockout, drag-out fight, this is going to be it for you.
You know what they stole from us, too, on that show in the mornings? Crowley not only stole Shipley, not only guest-blocked me. You know what they did this morning?
What's that?
He was talking about having to root for the Canadiens and the Flyers. He started singing "O Canada" spontaneously. Gee, where would Adam have picked up that? What show on this station has ever just burst out into song and belted out "O Canada"? What's next? The callous football debrief? Hello, I've got stories for you.
You know what? I wouldn't have even been able to bring myself to do that today.
"O Canada"?
Yeah.
We should be playing the Rocky theme before, you know, coming back from every segment.
Oh, don't get me going. I will play the Rocky soundtrack.
Let's see if we can start. Let's see if Malzy can book some ex-Flyers to come on our show over the next 3+ hours.
I'm not going to book anybody you tell me to because they might be dead.
Malzy working on Eric Lindros for 3 o'clock.
No, I got Michael
Renberg. Michael Layton coming on at 5.
I got Michael Renberg lined up.
Yeah.
Is Bobby Clark still alive?
He is, I think.
Yeah, but he's an ass. Who wants to talk to him?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, this is what it's come to. Us needing the Flyers to win tonight in Montreal and embracing, I guess, all things that are Philadelphia. Cheesesteaks, Rocky.
Jails inside
Ben
the
Franklin,
stadiums.
Liberty bells that are cracked. What else?
Declaration of Independence.
Yep.
The Delaware River.
Tasty cakes.
So, you've done this before too, I think. I did a show. Since this show's been on the air, we've been on the air together. I did a show from Philly, and it was from WIP. They had, you know, we get very nice slice on Broadway every Wednesday, Salem's Market every Tuesday here. Bring us food, Pony. There was, outside of like the main WIP studios when I went there, just a giant rack of tasty cakes, all various products, probably 20 products in all. So fresh, Donnie.
Free?
oh yeah, just take what you want. So fresh, they were still warm in the packaging.
Huh.
Donnie in there is ready to risk it all for a job at IP. It was crazy. And I would have gained hundreds of pounds and possibly gotten diabetes had I worked there.
But I'm not a big fan of like the packaged baked goods.
There are a couple of them.
Fresh baked goods guy.
What about ho-hos? Will you eat ho-hos?
I did when I was a kid, but I don't think I've had one since I was in like fourth grade.
So I know
Twinkies don't do anything
Twinkies,
for me.
No
ho-hos,
dice.
No.
Ho-hos are good. I'm not a Twinkies guy at all.
I mean, even like the...
What about fudge rounds or oatmeal rounds? Like Nick Saban had an oatmeal pie or whatever those
no,
were.
No, I'm not
morning.
Really into those.
I went through a phase in grade school where I could have eaten like my weight
yes,
in fudge
again,
rounds.
Grade school. I'm
yeah,
with you. Like back
point.
Then, I was a huge fan of it, but like...
You know what it
give
was?
Give me some local Philadelphia Italian pastry shop down the street that stocks that room, and I am gaining, ballooning
it,
to like 300 plus pounds.
I mean, Tasty Cake's a Philly company, though. So it is still local. It's just they've gone big local. You're saying, you know what, blue-collar guy, you want to support
it's
the small businesses.
It's assembly line cakes. I don't want to eat assembly line cakes. I want someone in there.
Now, just for argument's sake, would you say that like a cake from Oakmont Bakery, they're also very generous with what they give us. It's kind of an assembly line. It's just a great assembly line. They have it dialed in. That's why their product is so repeatable.
Yes, but the point of that is not to like ship it to some place in Harrisburg and have it sit on a shelf.
But that
for, like...
was the beauty. The stuff that was in their studio was made like that morning.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not, I guess I'm back on this. I don't want to be anti-Philly today. I should be embracing things I like about Philadelphia because we have to root for the Flyers tonight.
And you're still
tonight.
Getting mad.
I am.
You literally are just getting mad. You're the king
I don't,
of being mad
I don't
here.
Want the, I don't want the season to end, and I don't want to have to come in here tomorrow and do an autopsy on things and already like look ahead to what needs to be fixed or what needs
before
to be done.
Before the last game is even played.
Yeah, because we'll have April, May, June. We'll have 3 months of just twiddling our thumbs because they can't do anything till we get to July.
Right.
We know they're not going to fire Mike Sullivan. The big thing we'll be sitting on is, are they going to fire Todd Reirden, their power play coach? And I'm sorry, they should. That should be an obvious thing. But it's not exactly like something that has people captivated, like waiting on Matt Canada to get fired, an assistant hockey coach.
Sure.
And that's like, if they are going to scapegoat anyone or anything for them falling short and having Philadelphia not come through or Montreal not come through, like, that's it. Gentile went on with Starkey last hour and said they're just going to run it back with their goalies next year.
Well, how do let's you, find how
the,
do you
let's
move
Let's get out the dictionary and do the definition of insanity, people. Let's just keep it going.
For argument's sake here, just to play devil's advocate, say they did that. They've gotten largely bad goaltending for much of the second half of the year. Nedeljkovic went on a run, but before that, Jari stunk. Let's say their power play went from 31st in the league or whatever to 15th. Presumably, it would probably be good enough then. The gap in goals
cool.
they'd score would be enough you'd be in the playoffs.
Yeah, cool. They make the playoffs, and then Jari starts a playoff series and looks like crap, and they lose in six, or maybe he doesn't even get to the playoffs healthy because that's always also been a concern for him. And, yeah, congratulations. You go from 91 points to, like, 99 or 100, and then you get beat in the first round by Carolina or somebody like that next year if you're just running it back with Jari.
But you are the guy saying right now, I desperately hope they get to the playoffs.
Because I don't think
this year.
Jari's going to play. I think Nedeljkovic, and a little bit of my confidence in Nedeljkovic was restored by the way he played last night.
Which, by the way, is why they should have started Jari against Boston and just tried to guarantee. I mean, granted, it didn't kill Ned because he played well last night, but they still should have probably just
given him a breather.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're going to lose a game, at least have some kind of silver lining to it, like your goaltender getting
correct me if I'm wrong,
rested.
Too, about Reirden. Not only does he run the power play, which is not something I'd want to be associated with if I were Todd Reirden, isn't he also in charge of, like, kind of watching over their defensemen in general?
Yeah.
So not only does he run the unit
yeah,
on the team.
He deploys their defense.
Right. And what is the reason that they are in this little jackpot? If we are forgetting all the stuff that happened early in the season, Erik Karlsson, Mr. $11 million man, making two of the dumbest plays I've ever seen to let Detroit back in that game.
Yeah, it was
a point that now looms very large.
It felt too little too late from him last night. He played an excellent game and honestly made, I think, his best play as a Penguin.
Yeah, the shot,
that
the fake shot pass was perfect.
It was awesome.
But guess what? I watched him make against Detroit. I've never laced up skates and played hockey in my life. I can barely get on the ice and move. okay? But the two plays he made to bring Detroit back into that game when winning in regulation would have basically killed them dead are two of the worst plays I've ever seen, such that I gasped when he made them before the goal even happened in that millisecond of time you had because they were that bad. That's Reardon's too to wear. He's deploying them. He's coaching them.
Here's a question for you, and we can maybe get more into this tomorrow. We'll have to if it goes this way. If they win, or if they get what they need tonight,
yeah.
If they get the Montreal win and Philadelphia win,
and by the way, both of those teams can technically win in overtime, because that would put the other two at 90 points, and the Penguins would still have the tiebreakers.
Yep.
So they don't have to win in regulation. Those two teams need to win. Period. By hook or crook.
So if they win,
yeah.
And then the Penguins play Islanders backups tomorrow.
Because they have nothing to play for. They're locked in against the Canes.
What percentage would you give the Penguins to going there and still finding a way to blow that game? Like, we get the breaks tonight.
55 to 60%.
We come in tomorrow and we're ecstatic that they're still alive. They still have a pulse.
Because I think
we're
the Islanders are
cheering for
the
Flyers. We're thanking them.
How many guys realistically could the Islanders rest in that
game? We're praising Torts.
Seriously. How many guys could they rest?
Well, I think they can call guys up. I think they can get
As long as they would play the identity line, the Cizikas, Matt Martin, Cal Clutterbuck line, I would just assume bad things were afoot for the
Penguins. Think they would. I don't think they will.
I would give the Penguins, though, a greater than 50% chance of screwing it up, because why would I think anything different with the way this season's gone? Seriously. Here, can't you imagine this? Penguins up 3-1, 5 minutes left in the third period. They have completely controlled play. Nedeljkovic has looked great. Here comes Erik Karlsson, pinching down for no reason whatsoever. Hey, Erik, what are you doing? 2-on-1 the other way, 3-2. Something horrible happens. Malkin loses his mind, takes a penalty, 3-3.
No, they've got to win. I actually think losing that game would be worse than the Chicago loss at the end of last year.
Even though it's a better, obviously better
team. If New
York's
playing the American League version of the Islanders with AAA hockey players, and they're coasting for the start of the playoffs, and they lose, that's worse than a roster full of NHL players who are on a bad team, but are they're still trying to, I think, in theory, win. I think this would be worse if they get the help tonight and then lose it to blow the playoffs tomorrow.
I just don't think that is out of the realm of possibility. Yeah. They have been so
scattershot. I put it at like 30%.
Left base hit, that'll score two. And it's going to go all the way to the wall. Bader around first into second base. A two-run double, and the Mets have their first lead of the night. It's 5-3.
And now Chapman is chapped with the home plate umpire Moscoso. He got tossed. Yeah.
Well, did he get tossed before the argument?
I don't know. I don't know whether.
We were watching the replay, and I didn't see what was going on. Yeah. I wonder if he got tossed before we looked down and he was already at home plate.
Now they're going to have to bring somebody else in. Well, you remember Martin Perez was not happy with Moscoso earlier in the game. He walked off the mound. Chapman said something, and that was it.
Pirates were up 3-0 while we were watching the Penguins take care of business against Nashville. Mets rallied. That was the go-ahead hit by Harrison Bader, the former Cardinal, in the eighth inning. So the Mets win the game 6-3. Aroldis Chapman ejected because he didn't like some of the balls and strike calls before in the previous at-bat before that put runners on and created a dire situation for him, and he did not have his command last night, so he was really arguing for every call. And then you heard what Greg Brown said there about Perez not thrilled with the balls and strikes either. Chris, once in a while we do this. I think it's now, for whatever reason, at the beginning of the year, I see it on social media, some of these like Angel Hernandez calls that aren't even close, where he's ringing guys up and it's three consecutive pitches that are balls. And we have this incident from last night.
Yep.
Just let the freaking computers call balls and strikes. They're better than humans. Have every guy show up before the season starts in spring training. Have them get in their batting stance and connect them to everything that you need to do to get like their strike zone for the season. Mm-hmm. So it's perfect. okay? Hook them up to whatever they need to be hooked up to do that. And then
what if they're moving around like in the actual batter's box versus how they stand in the spring?
Well, they're going to have to figure that out. There's, to me, it's worth working out the kinks of that as opposed to continuing to let the human beings do it, because they're not good at it. There's no accountability. These guys aren't like fired if they have a bad run of games.
Hernandez has openly admitted that he doesn't reverse calls that he knows he should because he doesn't want to.
Yes, because he doesn't want the umpire to look bad in those situations.
Why is he actually allowed to umpire games?
Because their unions are strong. You work your way up, you get in, and then you stay in until you're ready to retire. Until you're ready to hang him up. It's BS.
Well, I thought that there was a little difference. I saw the Angel Hernandez calls. He was doing the old Eric Gregg Memorial 1997 NLCS Levon Hernandez strike zone on some of these. I thought yesterday Henry Davis did not exactly help his pitchers. You ever seen the bit in Blazing Saddles? Gene Wilder holds his hand out. He goes, "Oh, steady as a rock." He goes, "This is my gun hand," and his hand is just tremoring everywhere. Henry Davis needs to learn that he can't be trying to pull every pitch several inches back from wherever it is, because it makes it look like guys are throwing balls when they're actually throwing strikes, and he's moving his glove everywhere.
I just don't think that should be a skill that teams have to evaluate
anymore
and analyze. Ooh, how good is this person at tricking and deceiving umpires and doing things to kind of underhandedly, but also it's just smart. It's not, there's nothing wrong with it.
I'm a little surprised you're saying this, because you love, like, and I don't say this derisively, you love the nuances and the game within the game and the thinking man's element of baseball. You always have.
Yeah, but I can separate those two. When you see people consistently fail at the job, and there's a better way to do it, I want the alternative. I want the technology.
And you're not worried about, like, the lack of arguments. There won't be any more, you know.
I mean, can we be
Chapman
honest about,
can't be cussing out a computer.
Can we be honest about something? Like, if baseball needs those types of moments to get people to watch, then the sport is effed. I mean, yes, you have entertaining moments where Leland goes out there and his head's bobbling back and forth, and he's dropping F-bombs and he's cussing the umpire out, and you got Lou Piniella throwing his hat and kicking dirt, and Lloyd McClendon picking up bases and all these things. But I'd rather, in this case, like in football, to get everything right, you have to slow the game down. You have to take a game and review everything, and it takes forever. We know that it's not like that with balls and strikes. We all have something on our phone or our computer that we look at that tells us where the pitches are, that do it way better than the hunched over 60-year-old who's in bad shape, who's behind home plate.
Or worse yet, the guy like Angel Hernandez who almost takes pride in it. What sort of, not that it swayed me, I've been screaming for robot umps for a while, so I was playing a little devil's advocate for you there. But noticing like Greg Brown, who I don't think Greg neatly fits into a box as like a baseball purist or traditionalist or not. I think there are some things I've asked Greg about where I'm surprised by his answers. I'm going to revisit this with him today. But you'll notice when he's on the broadcast on the TV side and he's got the strike zone box there, he seems like a little annoyed. Or like he'll say the Pirates...
By the box?
Yeah, no. By like missed calls. He'll say if the Pirates are the beneficiaries, he'll say, oh, Pirates might have gotten one there. And then you can hear him and almost every other broadcaster, if there's one that's well off the plate that gets called a strike, go, whoa, not sure about that one. Now that everyone can see it, I think it does make it folly to just continue going with the old way. In some cases, it makes me go, wow, these umps get a lot right, because there are pitches that, like, the target has to move because the guy misses his spot, but it's still in the zone, and they correctly call it a strike. But there are enough instances where it affects the game negatively because they are getting it wrong, demonstrably wrong, that I think we should all be just about ready for it now.
And it takes the human element of, okay, does this umpire like this pitcher? Does he have an issue with this hitter? When it's borderline, is he going to give the call to the pitcher that he likes or take the ball away from the hitter that he has a problem with? And that part of the game, too, which exists.
Tom Glavine's in the Hall of Fame because every umpire gave him credit for being able to throw to the exact same spot 4 inches off the plate on either side.
I mean, even Barry Bonds and Ricky Henderson, who were great hitters, drew a lot of walks because if there were borderline pitches, they got the benefit of the doubt. Remove that part of the game now that we have something that can actually do that.
Bonds also loomed over the plate such that if you were doing a proper strike zone, half of the balls that hit his elbow would have been strikes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.